It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. There's a new type of malware going around. Don't worry, your computer isn't likely to catch it, unless you work someplace like Iran's Civil Defense Department. That's where the Dooku worm has just been found. Alex Cox is an analyst with RSA Security. He says it's not known who created Dooku, but that it's so sophisticated it could only have come from a large, well-funded organization.
So if you think about the way, like, say, a cruise missile is built, you've got the concept of a payload, and then you've got the delivery system. You can think of Dooku really in the same kind of way. The malware itself has a delivery system and then also has a payload. In the Dooku example, the payload is just an information-stealing piece of malware. So when that Dooku malware gets installed on a machine, it's able to collect information and kind of send it back to its controllers, giving information about the machine that it's installed on.
So it's a spy.
Correct, yep.
This is online espionage. No trench coats, no briefcases, just malware. Welcome to the future. And Dooku is incredibly hard to detect, in part because it flees the scene of the crime.
This particular threat has the ability to remove itself off of machine after a certain number of days.
Kevin Haley is with Symantec Security Response, which has followed Dooku closely.
It hides itself within a Word document. And when a user clicks on it, there is actually a vulnerability, a way that runs the program the way it's not supposed to be run, which allows the threat to get downloaded onto the computer and run.
Now, this has been closely associated with Stuxnet in a lot of what I'm reading about this. Explain the difference between Stuxnet and Dooku.
Well, the reason it's been associated is because based on our research, some of the same source code, kind of the building blocks of a computer program, are used in Dooku that were used in Stuxnet. Now, the difference between the two is that Dooku is only doing what we'd call reconnaissance. It's getting on the computer and it's looking for information. Stuxnet not only got on the computer, looked for information, but it took that information and crafted a pretty incredible attack that ended up attacking industrial control systems, the tiny computers that run, in this case, cylinders that were used to enrich uranium.
Kevin Haley with Symantec Security Response. At the moment, experts can't tell what Dooku's ultimate goal is. Stay tuned. Jailbreak the Patriarchy is a new extension you can get free for the Chrome browser. It switches all gender pronouns on a website. He becomes she, mom becomes dad. Danielle Sucher created it.
My favorite moments are when I wake up in the morning and forget that I have it installed and read a friend's blog where she talks about crossing the street last night because she saw a strange woman walking the street. And I go, wait, no, that doesn't seem right. Oh, right.
So a few that I found here, and I'll just get your reaction to them. 67 years ago, our mothers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all women are created equal.
Oh, how beautiful. Conceived takes on a whole other dimension that way.
Then I got to thinking about some lyrics from songs. American man, stay away from me. American man, papa, let me be.
You know, I almost want to see Black Sabbath. Evil man, don't you play those games with me?
I am Iron Woman. Don't worry, Jailbreak the Patriarchy has a built-in toggle switch for when you want to restore the original gender assignments. We have a link at marketplacetech.org. You can also read our blog there, catch up on shows you missed, and we're also on Facebook. Search us, find us, like us. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuyForBusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.